This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump and the campaign of his Democratic challenger for the presidency, Joe Biden, on Sunday sparred over the state of the U.S. economy just 8 weeks ahead of the November 3rd national presidential election. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on the Fox News Sunday TV show cited the drop in the unemployment rate to 8.4% in August and the addition of 1.4 million jobs as evidence that the American economy, the world's largest, is recovering from the worst of the turmoil inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic. But he acknowledged the U.S. economy still needs at least 7.5 million new jobs to regain its footing from March, when the jobless rate was at a five-decade low of 3.5%. Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat Joe Biden's running mate, told CNN that President Trump has been, in her words, an abject failure and incompetent in handling the economy during the pandemic. She said Mr. Trump only gauges how well the economy is doing, again, in her words, based on how well rich people are doing. One in five mothers say their kids under 12 are hungry. More than 50 million workers at one time or another have collected unemployment compensation in the United States this year. At least 289 people were arrested in Hong Kong Sunday during protests against the postponement of legislative elections. The elections, originally scheduled to be held Sunday, are one of the few times Hong Kong residents get to cast ballots. Riot police shot rounds of pepper balls at protesters Sunday. Hong Kong police wrote in a Facebook post Sunday evening that 289 people had been arrested, mainly for gathering illegally. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Rwandan President Paul Kagame on Sunday denied that his government had kidnapped Paul Rusesabagina, the man depicted in the movie Hotel Rwanda, from Dubai last month. Rusesabagina, whose work to save ethnic Tutsis from genocide has won him wide acclaim, he's been detained in Rwanda on terrorism charges. He was detained while traveling outside the United States, where he has been living. Rusesabagina's family has accused the Rwandan government of kidnapping him. His daughter says he last called his family from the city of Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Speaking Sunday at a virtual news conference in the capital, Kigali, Kagame did not say exactly how Rusesabagina had been taken into custody, but suggested he had been tricked into traveling to Rwanda before he was arrested. Kagame announced Rusesabagina's detention on August 31st. The country's Criminal Investigations Agency, the Rwanda Investigation Bureau, has said Rusesabagina will face charges including terrorism, financing terrorism, arson, kidnap, and murder. The Rwandan government has accused Rusesabagina of having a hand in alleged attacks by National Liberation Front rebels in southern Rwanda along the border with Burundi in 2018. Tunisian President Kais Saied on Sunday condemned the attack in the coastal resort town of Sousse that killed one security officer and injured another. Three suspected Islamic militants who rammed their vehicle into security officers and attacked them with knives were shot dead by Tunisian forces, authorities said on Sunday. Speaking to reporters, the president said, "I do not know the intentions, the arrangements of those who carried out this terrorist act, but they did not succeed in the past and will not succeed in the future." Saied spoke to journalists during a short visit to the coastal town. An Interior Ministry statement said the assailants took refuge at a school after the attack and died in a shootout with security forces. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets Sunday of major Belarusian cities in the latest weekend of demonstrations following disputed elections that left longtime President Alexander Lukashenko in power. Protesters in Minsk yelled, "Go away," and "You're a rat," as they yelled at the six-term president to step down. The Russian news agency Interfax quoted the government as saying some 100 people were detained, while the Minsk-based Vyazna Human Rights Center put the figure at more than 200. And police in Portland, Oregon, declared a riot Saturday night after several Molotov cocktails were thrown into the street by demonstrators. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.